أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله الأحد رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين المنتجبين، لا سيما الحجة روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of the 12th Imam. By the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to sit here, gather together as the lovers of the Holy Ahlul Bayt, and take part in this beautiful walk, the walk of allegiance between two holy cities, the city of Karbala and city of Najaf. 1400 years after what happened in Karbala, 1400 years after the martyrdom of the son of Rasulullah, we are here to express our feelings. We are here to say, oh Hussein, if you were alone 1400 years ago, you are not alone today, because حُبُّ الْحُسَيْنِ يَجْمَعُنَا, the love of Hussein brings us together. We are here to say, oh Hussein, يَا لَيْتَنَا كُنَّا مَعَكْ, you know how we wanted to be with you on that day. فَنَفُوزُ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, to be able to be successful, to become successful by gaining shahada, by giving our lives to you, by defending you with whatever means we have. Let it be our lives, let it be our children, let it be our wealth. Whatever we have is for you, Hussein. We were not there on the day of Ashura, but we are here today because حُبُّ الْحُسَيْنِ يَجْمَعُنَا, the love of Hussein brings us together. We've gathered here, and more people will join us every year. Year by year, we see more and more people showing up here on this beautiful occasion, the Arba'een of Hussein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be here. Rasulullah wants us to be here. هل الدين إلا الحب? Is religion anything but to love? Our religion, the way we have to present our religion, is through love. And that's why our enemies are trying to show a fake image of Islam through anger, through terrorism, through whatever fabricated news that they have about us. That's why they're trying to make terrorist groups of Muslims and tell the people of the world, this is Islam. No, Islam is not that. Islam is love of Hussein. Islam is the love of Hussein. Islam is the love of Rasulullah. Islam is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is to love others and to be loved. This is Islam. Islam is to sit here under this rain for the sake of the love of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. If there are oppressed people in the world, we are the ones who can claim that want to defend them. We want to defend all the oppressed people all around the globe. Islam is the religion of love. This is what the enemies don't want people, non-Muslims, to hear. I would like to invite all the non-Muslims to come to Najaf, to come to this country, to Iraq, and see the manifestation of love. People earn throughout the year. People gather their money. People collect their money throughout the year and make money, save it to spend their money here. Poor people. Poor people to give out from their own pockets to serve the zawar of Abu Abdullah. Millions of people come out. And the generous people of Iraq, they support it. They pay for it. I invite all the non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, non-Muslims, to come and see this beautiful walk. which is the manifestation of holy love. A love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in people's hearts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make successful will be rewarded with the love of Abu Abdullah in his heart. So the love of Abu Abdullah is the exclusive way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for becoming successful, for gaining perfection. We are here, this walk unites us. We are here, this walk teaches us to sacrifice. We are here, this walk teaches us to become pious. We are here, and this walk teaches us to get ready and prepare for the coming of the 12th Imam, for the coming of the Savior. To prepare to fight with the enemies of mankind. We are here to learn. We are here to learn patience. We're here to learn patience. The family members of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam went through this walk. They were taken from Karbala to Kufa, from Kufa to Damascus, from Damascus all the way back here unto Medina. They were tortured every step they took. Women and children. And today, we are here to remember that. To pledge allegiance to Rasulullah, the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the message of Karbala, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq, to give our lives on the way of Allah, and to spread the message of Allah, to spread the message of Abu Abdullah, to spread the message of Arba'een with whatever means possible, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of His Savior, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give good life to all of those who are serving the cause, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us how to love one another in the proper way by the barakah of salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.